As literary destinations go, dystopias are nice places to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there. Joelle Anthony's YA novel, Restoring Harmony, is a trip into a post-apocalyptic future, yet a tale full of hope. Joelle lives on Gabriola Island, a small Gulf island in BC, and her heroine, Molly, lives on one of those as well, though in Molly's case, the year is 2041.
It's a family story, I really think of it. It's sort of gotten this dystopian label because it's set 30 years in the future. It's about a girl who lives in a time after an economic collapse due to the lack of oil and a few other things, and she lives on a small island in British Columbia. Molly never goes anywhere without her fiddle. It's interesting because many authors find that they see a picture of a character they've created, or they'll think, wow, that's really neat. This person looks exactly like I pictured him, or the publisher will pick a model for the cover or whatever. But I actually met Molly. She just stepped right out of the pages. I was traveling down to Victoria with a friend who was visiting, and she had actually read an early draft of the book, and the book was out on submission at the time. We walked down on the waterfront and we came around to the little bend in the road, and there was buskers down there, and there was a young girl, a teenager, playing the fiddle, and she had wild curly brown hair and a big smile, and we looked at each other and we said, "There's Molly from your book," because she looked exactly like the description of Molly. Molly is a 16-year-old fiddle player from Western Canada with wild curly hair and a big smile and big brown eyes. And it was just amazing to see her off the pages. The coincidence continues from there because at the time, you know, I thought, well, that would be really weird to talk to this girl, you know. So we just put some money in her case and we went on our way. And my husband, when I got home from Victoria, I was telling him, "You'll never believe this, but we saw Molly busking on the streets of Victoria." And he thought that was very funny. And, you know, that was it. But 3 days later, he called me into his office and he was looking at the Victoria Daily photo blog. And he said, is this your busker? Is this Molly?" And I said, "Oh my God, it is." And we found out it was a young fiddler named Sarah Tradewell, originally from Saskatchewan, but living in Victoria now. I tracked her down on Facebook and I said, "This is really weird, but I wrote a book and you're in it." And over the last couple of years, we've become great friends. Sarah recorded a bunch of the music from the book with my husband, who's a professional musician. And she also wrote one of the tunes from the book. There was an original tune in the book called Brianna's Reel, and she wrote it. So now it exists.
Joelle Anthony is the author of Restoring Harmony.